One poem only. Just for now, just for you. Here's today's poem. A quick reminder before today's poem. One poem only submissions are open, and this could be your season to be featured. Details and the submissions form are in the show notes. This is One Poem After, where I'll be reading poems written after those featured on the podcast during National Poetry Month. Today's after poem is by Sandra Beth Levy. Searching for Mirrors, after Ellie Augustine. I am blindfolded, searching for mirrors to see the whole of my body, its softened skin and scars, my bladed tongue, bloody tears, yearning loins, songs hidden in the creases of my eyelids, awaiting release into a blazing sun of crimson light. If I remain blindfolded, will I find the mirror when it appears? In my bedroom framed in burnished wood, glass-like on the surface of a placid bay, in my window, an inkwell at nighttime inviting my image to warm in lamplight, urging me to craft a poem, a promise, a prophecy. Imagine my mouth a ripe pomegranate, bursting with seeds, red and ready to inspire. How can I reflect upon myself when I am blindfolded? My mind cluttered by distractions. The hollow of me a tree trunk filled with fearful squirrels who shelter from winter's cruelty. Let my fingers unknot the tie that blinds my sight. I feel the touch of their lips behind my neck. Awaken with a pen in hand, a novice with a notebook filled with reflective gems. I glimpse bits of my scattered face, glimmer in its pages. Eyes open. I begin. By Sandra Beth Levy. You can find more from her on Instagram at slevy43. Her poems appear in numerous literary journals, magazines, and anthologies, including online with the Vagabond's Verse, Shine Poetry Series, and the Poetry Lighthouse. Her upcoming debut poetry chapbook, Unfurling the Scroll of Seven Decades, will be available for pre-sale with Finishing Line Press in October 2026. And now for the poem this was written after. Mastering the Pen. I learned the weight of a pen the way warriors learn steel. Not in theory, but in the quiet repetition of showing up again. By survival. In my hand, it is not delicate. It is trained. It knows how to press into a sentence and when to lift, how to cut cleanly without tearing the page. I learned this among books, among shelves that hold what others survived long enough to say, among spines that stand upright after everything it took to write them. This is where I am safest, inside ink, inside margins that do not interrupt me, inside pages that let me finish, without asking me to soften the truth. A bookstore breathes with this permission. The hush is not silence. It is respect. Every aisle is lined with proof. Each book wants a private reckoning. Each chapter a decision to stay. Each author wielding the same instrument until it obeyed. I walk slowly here, because I am already among my own. Because every title was once a hand learning the same discipline I am still mastering. And I dream without spectacle of the day my fingers stop tracing spines and recognize themselves. Not as victory, as belonging, that I learn the blade inside these walls, that I survived the writing, that one day my book will stand here too, quiet, upright, having earned its place among endurance, bound in paper, and called literature. By Ellie Augustine. You'll find more of her work on her blog, Lines Between Living. She's also on Instagram and Substack at Lines Between Living. I've linked it in the show notes. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. If you'd like a poem each day in your inbox, subscribe on Substack and Patreon to get a copy of my book, plus episodes from my audiobook.